Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new special episode of Jumpers Drunk. It's the Halloween episode.
Yeah, I have to act like that. You know how they don't talk?
You speak Korean, fam.
Hey, do your best impression. Welcome to the Squid Game.
Your don't talk to your game. Superior.
Don't talk until unless I tell you to. The second game, Dalgona.
Dalgona, bro. No cap. You know the freaking, what's it called, Poveron? If they did the Filipino one with Poveron, try not to break that shit apart. You know, open the wrapper and try to eat it.
It should be nuts. It's like, try to eat it without shit falling out your mouth. Like, the dust. Automatic loss.
Can you eat that, no bev?
Alive, fam. Oh my God.
All right, so we got a bunch of spooky stuff we're going to talk about today.
Yes, sir.
I have bear stories for you.
Okay, well, before we do, let's just warm it up, fam.
Okay.
We got to be like, yo, what's your most favorite Halloween memory or some shit like that?
Most favorite Halloween memory?
Yeah.
Shit. I think one of my favorites was dressing up as Spider-Man. Just because, I love Spider-Man so much.
Yeah.
I think I was Spider-Man, 5 years in a row. I swear to God.
No way. You just reused it?
Yeah. The muscle one too. Yeah. It had to be the muscle one.
The muscle one? No, yeah. I remember my favorite one was definitely the Rey Mysterio. Because I had the mask.
That's fire.
I had the mask and I had the spinning chain.
Oh, that's sick.
Yo,
that's
and sick. Do you remember in elementary school when before announcements, all the little kids would go and walk around the halls and show their costumes.
Oh, parade type of thing. Yeah.
All the grade eights would gas me and I was like, yeah.
Because Rey Mysterio, right?
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio is hard. I think one of the funniest shit I ever seen was somebody dressed up as an Oreo, bro. It's my cousin. My cousin dressed up as an Oreo.
What, he just put two black things?
It's like an Oreo costume, an Oreo cookie costume. And he had a cream on his head.
What the fuck? That's goated. That's the perfect last minute one.
It's like a Jimmy Neutron swirl, but it's white.
Yeah, facts. Because right now, what's your last minute costume? If all these guys are about to go to a Halloween party, what's your last minute
last minute costume?
You don't have that much resources.
The classic tarp over your body.
The ghost.
Yo, honestly, I've never seen that before, but if somebody pulled that off in person, that'd be sick.
Yeah, just cut out eyes and you're kind of blessed still.
Oh, you know why though?
Why?
Because it looks like you're a Klansman.
Oh, you're right.
That's why.
Yeah, you can't. You're going to be fucking called racist at the party.
I think that's a Dave Chappelle joke, actually.
Oh,
somebody dressed up as a ghost, but they look like a Klansman.
I seen Dave Chappelle's new comedy skit. I mean, his show.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The cancellation on that, but you still can't.
Can't cancel the GOAT, fam.
Yeah, facts.
Because honestly, when you're solidified in that spot, you're grandfathered in, you can say whatever you want, bro. Honestly. This guy's getting hot.
It's hot.
This guy's head look like...
What?
I'm not gonna say it.
Say it, fam.
Nah, you just look a bit sus. Hey, yo.
What? No, I remember in the Squid Game, they kill you if you take off your mask, will I?
Yeah.
So I'd be dead, fam.
The shock out.
Yeah. chill. But I remember one of my first Halloween moments, the first time I went out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was my neighbor's place that I went to. So I'm all happy and shit. It was my first time going out. And then I go up and knock and ring the doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
No one's there, right? So I stand outside and the garage slowly opens, right?
Oh,
and
shit.
And there's smoke coming out of the garage.
That's sick. That's
bro,
sick.
It comes out and there's a guy in a Frankenstein mask.
Yeah.
And he's like, boom. And I ran. It was I had 5 minutes of Halloween. That was it.
Word,
I went back in. I was like, Mom, I don't want to go anymore.
I've never been scared like that, to be honest. I've never been scared like that. I think the only time, when I was 3 years old, right?
Yeah.
I remember this was my cousins, they had a haunted house in their basement.
Oh man.
They made their own haunted house, bro.
Yeah.
And they knew I was scared already because I was that kind of shyish kid at the time.
Yeah.
One of my cousins dressed up as a monster, it's a demonic monster. I have to show the picture, but it's right? Long hair, everything.
Oh my God.
So I walk downstairs, bro, and we go through the haunted mansion, mm-hmm. or the haunted room. And they target me, bro.
No,
they target me.
It's over.
I started crying for the rest of the night.
No.
For the rest of the night, I was looking over because they even took the mask off, but I was still scared.
Yeah. But you just said that you didn't get scared a lot.
I didn't get scared like in public. But at home, that's a different story. Because I feel like when it's your family members, they don't give a shit, bro. They'll scare the fuck out of you.
Fam. But I've never even on my street,
mm-hmm.
there's always that one house that goes that does all the extra shit. Yeah. Like, they chase around kids in the costume, and I never wanted to go out just because that house.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they're all old people that are trying to scare kids. I'm like, bro, come on, man. Like, let me enjoy, fam.
My dad said, like, one of his friends, he used to put, like, a scarecrow in front of his house, right? Yeah. And leave it there. And he leaves it there, like, during the whole month of October. Yeah. So when it came time to Halloween, he would dress up in the exact costume and then wait in the same spot. Oh, so the kids that walk by his house, like, oh, it's just a scarecrow. It's just a scarecrow. So they go there to trick or treat. He's wearing the costume and he scares them. He scares them, right? And then I think one of the kids started crying and he had to like apologize and shit like that.
See, that's the only thing. It's like, as a parent of the kid that's crying, what do you say? Like, oh, good one?
I don't know. To be honest.
You got him.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. Because at the same time, I'm going to laugh with him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to laugh with him. But if you hurt my kid, fam, I'm going to be cheese.
Okay, if you touch him, it's raps. Like, you can't touch my kid.
But what if you get traumatized, though, bro?
Hey, man, that's on you. Loki, that's on you. That's your physical. Like, okay, are you strong enough to handle the scare?
That's true.
Like, I didn't touch you. I just
you can't go trick or treating if you don't have a heart.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just in your mind 24/7 type thing.
That's bro. Yeah. I want to tell you one of these stories.
Is it like based on a true story though?
Some of them.
Okay, because all mine are based on a true story. And low key, I'm actually cheesed because now I'm actually scared.
Why?
Because like before, if you really think about Halloween,
yeah,
it's like. It's really like innocent as a kid. But if you really think about it, getting random candies from strangers. And then I searched up all these things about kids getting drugged or kids.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
real.
Yeah. And I'm now that I'm thinking like, yo, it's actually dangerous going out to Halloween.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But like, I don't want to ruin it for the kids. Like, have fun, man. But
I know, but it's just like you can't. I don't know.
You got to be on
guard.
There's
some evil people out there.
Yes,
there's some evil people, but. I guess like you can't categorize everybody as the same good. You have to keep your guard up at the same time.
Yes, bro. And you know why I was so scared? Because remember I told you that house that goes big and beyond for Halloween?
Yeah.
There was this story that I read about who there was a guy who also did these like big extravagant decorations when it came time for Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
And bro, this time he did like, what is that called? I think it's Vlad. It's Vladimir.
Oh, Count Dracula?
Yeah, Count. He did, for this year, he did Count Dracula, right? With all the, like the humans posted on wooden sticks and shit like
that.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah, so the parents were like, okay, some parents were cool with it,
yeah.
But other parents were like, nah, you can't do that shit because my kids are getting scared, right? And no one knew who the guy decorated. They just knew his house, right? But the guy was a loner. So one night, the one lady who was like, no, I don't want this up, right? Because my kids. She knocked on the door. No one came out, right? Rang on the doorbell. No one came out. But then she noticed that something smelled from the field. And then she looked around and there was bear bugs flying around her.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, she's following the smell. She's following the smell.
What is her?
No. Listen, she goes up to one of like the Halloween like decorations.
Yeah.
And it's a person on the wooden stick.
Nah.
She smells it. She goes closer. The stench is getting way like bigger. She smells it. She touches it. She feels human skin.
Nah,
like the cold human skin. All of the decorations were actual people that the guy murdered.
Yo, what the fuck?
Fam, and I'm thinking.
Wait, where was this?
I don't know. Somewhere in Houston, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
But you know, in Houston, the bigger the better. Or what, the Texas? The bigger the better or some shit like that.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, facts. Even the Halloween costumes.
No, actually to continue off that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an actual haunted house in the States somewhere else too. Where? That you have to sign like a waiver first, right?
Oh.
So you have to sign a waiver saying like if you get hurt, if you get touched, like anything goes, fam.
Yeah.
Literally, you can get cut, you can get bruised, you can get punched in the face. Anything goes. They sign off a waiver.
Yeah.
And if you go in, it's against your own will. Like you have to go through and they do some shit to you. They say if you make it out, you're like one of the only people to ever make it out ever.
Whoa, like 0.01.
I think only one person made it out or some shit like that.
What the heck?
I forgot where this is.
How long is it? Like, is it like duration of like 30 minutes or an hour?
Nah, I don't even know.
Yo, imagine you go in there and some guy just knocks you out straight off the rip.
Yo, would you do it though?
Nah, hell no.
I think for the experience of as long as you don't get killed. That's the only thing.
Wait, you can get killed?
As long as you don't get killed. Because I think, I'm pretty sure they can hurt you and shit like that. Like they can punch you. They can like grab you.
Imagine the second you come in here, he grabs you, starts snapping. But can you fight back?
I'm pretty sure. Because if they're touching you, you can punch them.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Because we bring me, you, Josh.
No, but what if that shit turns into a street fight, bro?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is that even fun?
That's probably just a trap, man.
Yeah.
That's probably just a trap, honestly.
That would be the greatest job, though. Imagine getting paid $16 an hour to beat people up.
As a like an MMA fighter in the in the secret haunted house. That's just hosted by Conor McGregor or some shit. That's
fuck. Imagine Adesanya comes out with spinning knee to the head as soon as you come in.
Bro. That's fuck. So speaking of spooky shit, right?
Yeah.
So you know those it's like what's it called? Bloody Mary.
Oh yeah.
It's like Bloody Mary. There's like the Charlie shit, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So I accidentally came across one, fam.
What,
so,
like another one?
Like another one just like that, right? Shit. So you know how I always see the number 33 everywhere?
Yeah, 33.
I've been saying that, right? Like I always see the 333, yeah, the number 33.
That's like an angel number, no?
Yeah, some shit like that. But every time I look at the clock, I always see 33, right?
Oh, shit.
I always see the number. Yeah. So I Googled it, like, what's the meaning of 33? I typed it in, like, wrong, yeah. I guess, like, autocorrect or something.
Uh-huh.
And a Reddit thread popped up. It wasn't about the number 33,
yeah,
but it was something called the Three Kings, right?
Okay.
So check this out, bro.
Yeah.
So apparently it's one of those games, mm-hmm. just like Bloody Mary, where you try and contact the spirit.
Man. Why?
So listen. So there's this whole kind of ritual you have to do,
yeah.
right? And it says, it doesn't tell you exactly what you're going to see, mm-hmm. but it tells you the steps how to do it. So okay. what you do, right? You're supposed to get three chairs,
yeah,
all in a dark room.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to get one candle and you're supposed to hold it, right? Now, you're supposed to set an alarm for 3:30, okay, right?
Yeah.
Now, when your alarm goes off at 3:30 in the morning, you have 3 minutes before the ritual can start because it all starts at 3:33.
Holy
so smokes. Keep in mind, this shit's called the Three Kings, right?
Yeah.
So supposedly, the middle chair is the king's seat.
Okay.
The left chair is the fool's seat. Mm-hmm. And the third chair is the queen's seat,
yeah.
right? You're supposed to sit in the king's seat. And you're supposed to put a mirror on both sides facing the other two chairs.
Yeah.
So it hits 333, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to sit down on your chair, right?
Okay.
Oh, my bad. You're actually supposed to put a fan behind you too, just in case something goes wrong.
So you want to
blow out the candle because supposedly like the whole thing is powered by a candle. So if that candle goes out, the whole like ritual's over.
Done.
Yeah. So this guy did it, right?
Shout out that guy.
This is on Reddit, right? He swears by like he actually did it.
Yeah.
So he said what he saw. He was sitting. It was just all darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he hears like voices like to his left and right. Where the chairs would be, right?
Yeah, bro.
The rules of the ritual, you're not supposed to look in the mirrors. Because something can go wrong.
Okay.
You're not supposed to look in the mirrors. So you're supposed to look straight and just listen. Right? So this guy was saying like he felt presences on both sides.
Yeah.
But the voices he heard,
mm-hmm.
it sounded like his own voice. So on his left side,
yeah.
he heard talking like, why did you let him die? Why did you let him die?
Yeah.
And then his right side was saying, it wasn't my fault. I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he started thinking to himself, that's me talking. But wait, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
And he looked back and he remembered his friend passed away,
mm-hmm.
because of cyberbullying and he wasn't there for him.
No.
Yeah.
What?
So almost as if like his internal thoughts were speaking out loud while he was doing that ritual.
What the?
Yeah, and then he really, really had an urge to look into the mirrors, but he forced himself not to because something could happen to him, right?
Yeah.
So he got so scared, he ended up dropping the candle and then the fan blew it out.
No.
So the whole thing finished.
And it was just like done right there.
It was done.
What the fuck? Yo, imagine I edited, like I blew it out and then
That's fucked.
We could have gone viral.
I actually would ask you, if that went out right now, I would have got scared.
I know, low-key, I was looking at the whole time. But like, so if you look in the mirror, what do you think would have happened?
I don't know. Cause you know how they say the mirror is a dimension to the spirit world?
Yeah, yeah.
In everything, in like Asia, in mm-hmm. European tradition,
mm-hmm.
that's supposedly the entrance to the spirit world.
Yeah.
Things can come out of there.
Yeah.
And you can see things that are not from this universe, bro.
Uh-huh.
So what they say, right? Oh, actually,
uh-huh.
there's even this Chinese urban legend,
okay.
about the jinn. Have you heard about this?
No, the jinn?
The jinn.
I usually know all the Japanese and Chinese legends.
You should know this one.
No, what's the jinn? Tell me.
So check this out. So there's this Chinese urban legend
yeah.
that apparently you're not supposed to be naked in front of a mirror.
Naked in front of a mirror?
Like you should never be naked in front of a mirror.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because apparently there's a demon
mm-hmm.
called the jinn that if it
horny.
Falls in love with you.
I knew it.
If it falls in love with you.
Yeah.
It will do things to the people that approach you or have a crush on you. Do bad things to them.
Oh, like kill them because it's jealous.
Either harm them put them in tough situations or make them push them away so you never meet them. So let's say you have a soulmate, fam.
Yeah.
Because and you were naked in front of a mirror one time.
You'd never meet their
you'll
soulmate.
You'll never meet that soulmate.
Because he's so jealous.
Yeah.
Man, that's the succubus incubus one.
Yeah.
That one's a good one. That has to be true because it's not from Reddit. And also, it's a Chinese or Japanese one. Those?
Yeah, no, they're real. True. They're real.
Those are always true. Whenever I search up those ones, I'm like, okay, man, chill.
Because the Asian ones, I don't know, bro. They're different, fam. Yeah, they're different. That's why the Asian horror movies are always the best.
Oh, yeah.
They're always the best.
Fam, I remember walking, like usually I walk through the living room.
Yeah.
And my dad's watching these Japanese and like Chinese, like actual horror movies, mm-hmm. and they look crazy. They're like ripped face, blood gouging. I'm damn. Like, what the heck? And I'm telling him, like, yo, dad, I recommend this show. It's like a Korean drama. He's yeah, like, that's bullshit, man. Watch some like good shit. Like Japanese produced.
Oh, he
so
knows
much,
what's up. He knows
like,
what's
so
up.
So much horror movies that you should watch that shit instead of watching the romantic drama shit.
Yeah,
you know,
bro. There's some dark ones though, because yeah. I'm pretty sure. Remember the iceberg I was talking about?
Yeah.
So there's a next like Japanese one about okay. a girl that got kidnapped. And then supposedly she was tortured by like 20 men at the same time.
What the f***? Have you heard of the one where it's like there was a babysitter and then the kids were upstairs and there was a murder calling on Halloween night?
Nah.
Bro, this
tell me about that
fucked.
One. Tell me about
fucked.
That one.
Because there's a myth yeah. that a murder would call someone on Halloween night and murder someone.
Yeah.
And this one actually came true. Oh. So it was like a babysitter mm-hmm. in New York, right?
Yeah.
So he was chilling in the living room, right? He just put the kids away that he was babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Ring, 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 picks up the phone. The guy was like, yo, have you checked on the kids lately? And the guy was like, huh?
Oh,
puts the phone down, fam.
Yeah.
The phone rings again. He's like, did you check the kids lately? Puts the phone down again.
Oh, third my one, God.
Nah, he picks up the last one. The third one, the final one. He said, have you picked up the kids yet? I mean, have you checked on the kids yet? Because I killed them and I'm coming to kill you soon.
What the fuck?
Puts down the phone again. This is based on a true story in New York.
Deadass?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
He calls the cops.
Yeah.
The cops were like, yo, we're going to chase this call. We're going to chase this call. Stay on the line. Phone cuts out.
Oh.
He goes out his house
yeah.
and meets the cops. And he doesn't even check the kids.
Mm.
But what the cops found out, they go up, the kids are dead.
Damn.
If he didn't go out his house and met the cops, he would have been dead too.
That's fucked.
It was like a 34-year-old guy who was like actual murder.
Damn. Did he have like a secret vendetta against them?
I don't
was
know.
Was it just like a random serial killer?
I think it was a random serial killer.
Yo, serial killers are messed up, man. Yo, because Taken, that's actually... If you think about all the crazy people in the world,
yeah.
for being a serial killer, it's kind of common.
Yeah.
Because I'd expect maybe like one or two people.
Mm-hmm.
There's hundreds, fam.
Fam, and on Halloween night, when all the kids are out by themselves, fam.
That's dark.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
After I read all these things, I'm like, yo, I really went out with all my friends at like 8
mm-hmm.
and toured around the neighborhood.
Damn. Yeah, that's true.
Has there been an experience where...
Where like a sketchy person?
Yeah, a sketchy person.
I never came across a sketchy person, but I was always on my guard though. I was always right. on my guard. Like we would always stay together because it's yeah. common. It's like the PSA, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure when you guys go trick-or-treating, you uh-huh. stay in a group, blah, blah.
Cause
like we follow the rules.
Yeah, because I remember I think you remember...
Yeah, yeah.
And we all went out as a squad one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like... We went to houses, but there was a black car following us. Like this is actually a true story.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, but before... He was like, yo, bring eggs just in case.
Yeah.
So we all had eggs in our thing.
Why
right?
eggs? Why eggs?
I don't just to throw at something. Right, mm-hmm. and we would bring all some other shit like heavy stuff with
yeah.
us just in case some shit happened. Right, so there was this black car following us to every house.
Damn,
and we were kids, so maybe we exaggerated. So he screamed like, "Yo, this guy getting out the car or some shit."
Yeah.
Right? So we egged his car and ran away. And then like we were so far, we
yeah.
threw an egg like really far. We looked. We waited for the egg to hit the car. And then, we all ran.
Did he have? Did you see
no,
him?
No, he got cheesed. Cause he was like, "What are you guys doing? This is just my house."
Oh.
But as a kid, fam, that was so funny. That was probably my best Halloween moment.
Bro, I'm pretty sure one of the origins of like early Halloween,
yeah.
was the trick or treat is like if you didn't give candy, they get egg.
Really?
I think that's what it is, right?
Like kids going to the door.
Yeah, cause trick or treat.
Oh yeah.
Cause a trick would be like you get egged. because you think it was candy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the treat, you get the candy.
No, I always thought that was like, treat, you get candy, or trick, you get like vegetables or something.
Oh, you know, that was it? Yeah,
did you ever get that?
Nah. I got like granola though.
I got like a carrot one time.
You got a carrot?
From a guy trying to be funny. I'm like, bro.
Nah, then that's when you egg the house, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you're not funny.
if you get shit like that, you egg the house. Man.
And then like one time I got like, you know those big Sprite soda, like the 2 liter ones.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I'm not gonna carry this around.
Wait, he give you the whole thing?
Yeah, he like there was a Dr. Pepper. He's like, which one do you want?
Why did he give that up?
I don't know, fam. That's low-key expensive.
That's what, you're gonna carry that around the whole day? The whole night?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, there's no way I'm carrying this around.
No, but they get creative sometimes. I remember one time somebody gave us like toys and shit. Like, you know, those kind of like a McDonald's toy. It's not McDonald's toy, but it's like toys.
Yeah, like those like plastic.
Those are sick.
I would be amped to get one of those.
Okay, well, what's your like your most hated candy you get?
Most hated candy? Oh, I hate Twizzlers.
Why?
Licorice, fam? You don't like, you like licorice?
I like Twizzlers, but I don't like the black licorice and shit
no,
like that.
No, licorice in general, just like, I think it's called
like the sticks?
Yeah. You know what licks
are? Fire.
You know what licks are?
Mm.
The red ones. The red, like really, it's like stubs. It's stubs of thing.
Oh, those are shit.
Those are so those are
shit. It's the stubs of the Twizzlers. No, those are shit. Those are shit. The nibs.
the nibs.
Those are trash. Get that shit out of my face. That's fam, so trash.
It tastes like plastic, like burnt plastic.
I think it's because it's old more times, fam. Because nobody buys those.
Yeah.
And then like they just have them from the last Halloween or like the previous Halloweens, and they still give them out, bro. So you open that shit up, you get like the white powder on it. If you see white powder on your candy, don't eat it.
Why?
That shit's expired.
Oh, really?
That shit is expired, man. Word. Like even your chocolate, if it's a little bit like whitish, it's expired, man.
Yeah,
they kept that shit from bare time ago.
Yeah, that's weird, bro. But there's, have you heard, so some houses give out temporary tattoos.
Yeah.
And they lace them with LSD.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Crazy.
This one is crazy because I thought for LSD you have to taste it.
Yeah.
But I guess it can get transferred through skin.
I'm pretty sure as long as it gets in your pores or like in your system, your bloodstream. If it goes in your bloodstream, then it's activated.
Because I think there was a school in Manhattan that there was rumors going out that there was like temporary tattoos going around.
Mm.
And they're like, if you get one on Halloween this year, do not put it on because they're laced with LSD. And it goes a step further because those people would lace the LSD with a deadly poisoning.
Oh,
that would just kill you instantly.
Shit. That's messed up.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
that's messed up.
Like low-key getting chocolate from strangers is actually kind of weird. All right, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
I personally, for me, you know, I'm a student right now. School is busy. You get overloaded with work with not a lot of time to do it.
And you don't get a chance to kind of speak your mind on what's bothering you or what's making life uncomfortable. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own professionally licensed therapist.
You can start communicating in less than 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. This is professional therapy done securely online.
On BetterHelp, there is a broad range of expertise, which may not be locally available in many areas.
This service is available for clients worldwide, and you can log into your account anytime and message your therapist.
You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like traditional therapy.
All right, BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if you need.
It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today.
I visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily.
So one testimonial I have here on the site, it says, after years of counseling, doctor is the best therapist I ever had. She understands me in a way no one has. She's changed my life for the better.
Visit betterhelp.com/jumpers. That's better. H-E-L-P, and join over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health and have seen an experienced professional.
In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states.
So this is a special offer for the Jumpers Jump listeners. You guys get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/jumpers. So that's BetterHelp, better HELP.com/jumpers.
Because you know the... I heard, you know, it's like a Twizzler, but it has like the white powder inside.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, sweet, sweet sticks or some shit?
Sweet tooth?
No, rope. Sweet rope.
Yeah, sweet rope.
That's what it's called. God. Sweet ropes are fire. But apparently those are the most dangerous candy you can get out in Halloween.
Why?
Because supposedly the crazy people, they'll take rat poison, which is white.
Rat
poison. Mm-hmm. And fill that whole thing with rat poison.
What the
fuck? And you'll never know, right? Because it's like a sweet... It's a sweet rope, fam. You're not going to open that shit up.
But as soon as you taste it, oh, what is this?
It's wraps.
Done, it's wraps.
Messed up.
Yo, okay, so this one's...
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the white powder shits.
Yeah.
So, you know, sticks? You remember those sticks ones? Where, like, you would pretend to smoke
it as a kid? The Popeye, like, stick, yeah, like, Popeye cigarette.
I think it's called, what is it called? Pixie sticks? Oh, yeah.
Pixie stick. Yeah, Pixie the powder? Stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one. So, do you know about Ronald O'Brien? You probably heard of him.
No.
Really?
Like, Ronald McDonald?
No. Because he's known as, like, the candy man.
Oh, is that like, the Jordan Peele movie?
No, it's not. Oh. It's not. But this is, like, the original candy man.
Okay.
Because this is what happened. So his little boy, Timothy, right? And I think this was, like, 1900s, right? He came back from a long day of trick-or-treating. He's all gassed up, right? Mm-hmm. Ronald gave him one last candy. It was a Pixie stick.
Oh, shit.
Right? Yeah. He ate it. Died immediately, fam.
Rat poison?
No, it was something else. Some next poisoning. But this is why he did it. So he was in debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he took out a life insurance on his kid.
He
killed his kid just to get some money.
Damn. That's some Sang-woo shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. But I think the cops caught him after.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was sentenced to death penalty by, like, lethal injection.
That's messed up, bro. Yeah. That's like, who was it? The guy that killed his whole family. Remember when we talked about this? And then ended up haunting their whole house?
Wait, was that the girl that, like, showed up on the left?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like that because if you have life insurance, fam, that's the only thing that's sketch, right?
Why?
If you have life insurance, I think it's like $1 million you get. Something like that. Something crazy like that. Like, bro, a crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody puts that on you, then they're going to be thinking in the back of your head, shit, if you're gone, that's not a big deal. You know?
I know, because it's $1 million, fam. But Loki, a million is not even a lot to kill someone.
But what if they plan it? Just like these serial killers, man.
Yeah.
Like, they're not right in the head. They'll do some shit to get out of situations in debt, or whether it be greed. You know what I mean?
What? Nah, I was kidding.
Sang-woo.
Sang-woo. I have the inside joke with my mom. I always, like, whenever she's downstairs, I say, Sang-woo.
Sang-woo. My marbles.
I was gonna dress up as Sang-woo too. I was gonna have the suit.
Oh, you should have done
and
that.
Then, and I was gonna have a bag of marbles.
Oh.
And I'd be like, haha, look, I got your boy's marbles. Because everyone loved Ali.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. Bro,
as soon as Ali came on the screen, I knew he wasn't winning. Because he just didn't look like he was gonna win.
Nah, he looked like a side character.
Yeah,
still.
He looked like a side character. But yeah, we talk way too much about Squid Game, so.
That's Squid Game. Oh, wait, actually, I have a Squid Game theory, though.
Okay, like,
yeah, a
quick one. Tell me. I have one too, Loki.
Okay, you do?
Oh, my God.
Someone, I think somebody sent me this.
Okay.
But so there's a theory that Sebok might still be alive, man.
Wait,
she might still be alive.
I know. Is it because her Instagram post?
Yeah.
I knew it.
So apparently she posted it, right?
Yeah.
She posted like footage, like backstage footage, right?
Yeah.
Of her. And
Ollie?
It was her, Ollie, and
the girl that died with her.
Yeah, like her best friend in the games, right?
Yeah.
So if you look closely, she has a scar on her neck where she got slashed by Sang-woo. Feel me? So, bro, the theory is that she's gonna be alive in season two with
those two.
Yeah, with those two, with Ali and the other girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you look even closer, the other girl, her hair is long.
Wait, no.
Yeah, she had long hair. It looked longer, bro. It was a different style or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yo,
so they're all coming back for season two, fam.
Nah, because as soon as I seen that, I looked at the comments first, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, season two. And there was shout out to that guy because he had the funniest comment. Because if you slide and the second video is of them three, the guy was like, are y'all in heaven?
Oh, it might be.
He's like, RIP Sebok and Ali.
It might be.
Because, fam, the background, they were like, thing. And Sebok came up to the camera, was like, where am I, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, in heaven.
Oh, shit. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But it was not just Sebok posting about this. It was actually, like, the Sang-woo.
Oh, yeah.
He posted a thing. And your character.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of him going like this. And season two.
Oh, yeah. Word.
And something in Korean.
Like the gangster guy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And something in Korean. The only thing I hate about those, like, Korean accounts is, like, they'll type something in Korean as a caption. But even though you hit C translation, you still can't.
Oh, you can't translate it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, what does that mean?
I definitely think there's, like, more to it, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you really look into it. Because I think the set, fam.
Yeah.
The set, it looked like where they played the marbles. But the green screen is off.
It's off, yeah.
It's off.
It's like to the side or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sketch, man.
But it's so funny because on the TikTok, we have a Squid Game theory and we're dressed up as a Squid Game.
Oh, yeah.
So this one might pull views.
It might stop.
Are you dropping those soon?
These shirts?
Isn't it dropping today or something?
Oh yeah, dropping today. Yo, shout Yo, Link in bio, I'm dropping the
Yo
Kung Sei bro.
The amount of like it's so funny how we landed on like everything's weird because you whenever you have a drop it lands perfect time. We have a you have promo going into your next drop, and then how did episode 50 turn out to be the Halloween episode?
Oh, it's weird. Yeah, it's that's weird. Interesting.
Like your last drop, we had the we reacted to the commercial you did.
Yeah,
what the fuck you got?
It just lines up, man. It just lines up, you know.
There's a theory about how like the Illuminati always has shit like planned.
I'm not gonna say nothing. You seen the meeting. No, I was in the meeting.
Sang-woo.
Shout out Travis, shout out Kanye. We're all in that meeting. I think J-Lo was there too. Besides Squid Game though, have you watched like any crazy Korean movies and shit like that?
Korean movies.
Any crazy Korean movies?
No.
Nah?
No, they're all.
Did you watch Old Boy yet?
No, fam.
Whoa, we did a whole VPN ad for that shirt. Bro, come on. You have to watch Old Boy.
Wait, what is it about again?
It's like, I don't want to spoil it.
But is it like horror? Like, what's the genre?
It's like mind bending. It's like plot twist. Those are the best like content, man. Okay. Anytime there's a plot twist and it just flips it, those are my favorite.
Okay.
Watch it, bro.
Okay,
watch
it. I've been watching the soft ones.
You haven't watched any scarier like thrillers? No.
No.
Damn.
But you gotta give me a list of ones and then I'll binge watch them on Halloween.
Yeah. You ever watch Poltergeist?
Poltergeist. Oh, I've heard about that one.
You heard about it?
Yeah, but
I never watched it personally.
It's popular.
It's super popular.
Yeah.
I think they made 3 movies, right? Okay. So there's a theory that there's like a curse on the movie Poltergeist, and I think all of the actors that were part of the movie, they died.
All of them?
Within a 6-year span of shooting the 3 movies, all of them that were acting in the movie died.
Yeah. Oh my, is this like ghost related?
So listen. So the theory goes that the skeletons they used in the movie.
No. For real.
They were now listen. The skeletons they used in the movie.
Yeah.
They tried using fake ones, but the fake ones are too expensive.
Huh?
So it was actually cheaper to go to a morgue and get skeletons that were real and use them in the movie.
Oh
so
my God.
The curse is that because they used those skeletons, everybody on the set got cursed. And within those 3 movies, that time span, they all passed away through some tragic accident.
Why would you use real skeletons, bro? That's such outside thinking, fam.
I think even in Disneyland, the Pirates of the Caribbean, they use
real. Have you ever gone on those rides?
I went on the ride, but I didn't notice it because they all look fake. Because if you're in that situation, even in like a haunted house,
yeah, it's so happy.
Yeah, no, even in a haunted house, it's just like the vibe, right? You're not thinking everything's real. But what if it could be real, right? Like if your mindset's in the right place, you can start to look differently. Look at the details.
Yeah.
You see some like blood stains, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See some actual like chip marks on bone.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, sometimes.
Yeah. Because I swear like the main idea of Halloween or some urban legend too, is that the decorations or like hanging from a tree was like actual people, you know,
doing that.
That's
really?
Why. Yeah.
Oh, shit. So like the decorations of those bodies,
that's where
they used to do with real bodies.
That's why it's hang decorations on a tree at Halloween. But I think there was a girl in like, I don't know, Houston or Texas or something like that, where she was found thing. You know?
Shit. I believe the real first costumes in Halloween
was a skeleton.
No.
I thought I read about that.
They used real animal hide and real animal heads. So in preparation for Halloween, because it's like around Thanksgiving in Canada, around Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And they would cut off the heads of like pigs, lambs, sheep, whatever, and turn those into their costumes. So the original costumes were actually just animals.
What the
of like real animals.
Yeah.
It's messed up, bro. And then we talked about the theory before, like the original origin of Halloween.
Yeah.
Is like you wanna blend yourself in with to the spirits
so they don't get you,
because October the 31st is apparently the day the spirit world opens up and all the spirits roam around the streets, but you want to blend yourself in so they don't latch onto your body and possess you.
I'm just waiting for one of these Halloweens where there's like another
big purge,
because Loki and Halloween, everyone's outside, anything goes. Loki.
Oh nah, that's messed up, bro.
Like imagine you just look out the window one time and then like you see a bunch of clowns just running around.
Clown shit, bro.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Purge Anarchy? I think
I seen a trailer.
Like the newest purge.
Yeah, the one with the clowns.
Oh no, it's called the Forever Purge.
No, tell me about that one.
Yo, so it's like the Purge, right?
Yeah.
But they made it so that it's forever. So they tried to push it even after the purge was ended. So they just continued killing everybody.
So it was just
and
like
they
normal.
Just forced, yeah. Because if you think about it, if you're put in that position, everybody's doing crime, right?
Yeah,
they're not gonna stop, fam.
Yeah, like, low key.
Even if the bell goes off, why are you gonna stop like in the middle of what you're doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, so they just continued it for the rest of the week.
How many bodies did they catch, bro?
Crazy,
like crazy amount.
Crazy amount.
That's another fear of mine. Like hearing that purge bell. Bro, I would freeze up. I wouldn't know what
yeah.
to do.
Yeah. Look, I think I'd be okay. I don't know. I feel like I'd be okay, fam. I think we train enough. You train enough, no?
Yeah, I train enough, but like I wouldn't go out my way to kill someone, man.
No,
like,
I'm not doing that. I'm just defending myself. Get a shield or some shit.
Defending yourself. Okay.
Nah, chill. I would never purge.
I'm kidding, yeah.
Relax.
But there was a similar one, I think, in France that I read about. It's called Benz the Clowns.
What's that?
It's like, so there's like a group of teenagers that all had clown masks on, and they were all armed.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
And they were running around the streets laughing like clowns, chasing around people.
Yeah.
Fam, they beat a guy up with an iron bar, like a total innocent pedestrian in like a bar. He was just drinking. Smacked him with an iron bar.
Damn.
And they went up to a student, fam, and they slashed his hand. And the student had a sliced like hand defending himself from like the clown.
Oh, fuck. Bro, I think what happens is when things like that happen, like when like crazy events, tragic events happen, that's when the spirit gets trapped and they become ghosts.
Oh, like they get possessed by something and they just go
crazy? No, like let's say somebody was tragically murdered or somebody was in a tragic event, like an accident, something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think when they get caught in those events, that's when their soul, they don't ascend. They get stuck here on this plane. And then that's when we see ghosts. Maybe that's what ghosts are.
Oh, if they don't get buried, then what you're saying is they stay on the plane?
No, I think maybe if it's a tragic event.
Oh, okay.
Like you don't pass on. They're not ready to pass on.
Oh, like an innocent.
Yeah.
Because maybe that the ghost of that guy was like, that I'm not trying to die right now. And then they go and murder someone else.
Yeah, because I heard a story before.
Oh no.
My aunt, right?
Your aunt though. It's a lie. I'm ready.
Bro. She told me the story, right? How she was having dreams of somebody she knew that passed away. Mm-hmm. And her parents, right? Mm-hmm. They were talking about how things were happening around the house, like really weird paranormal experiences are happening around the house. Like things would move, like blankets would move, whatever. The lights would flicker.
Yeah.
So apparently She was called out in her dream saying she wasn't ready to die.
What?
So fam, I think anytime we're not ready, you're kind of latching onto the one side in. So let's say when you die, right? Mm-hmm. There's like the heaven or hell you go to, and then there's our plane. But as you're pushing on to the edge, the end of your life, you're kind of reaching on one side, you get trapped. And then that's where you get stuck on this plane. This dimension, and then you're stuck here for the rest of your life.
Isn't that purgatory though?
Maybe that's purgatory, but it's still on Earth, right?
Yeah, that's what purgatory is though.
Is purgatory on Earth? No, it's not. Purgatory is like some shit else.
I swear
like,
it is.
I'm pretty sure purgatory is hell.
Purgatory is in the middle. That's all I know. And like that's your waiting room to either decide to go up or you're going down, fam.
Yo, you know what's so fun? I read this on Reddit, right?
What?
So they said, what if instead of going to heaven or hell, you end up in a small room surrounded by toys and you see a little girl and she says, come here, come play.
Yeah.
And you become her imaginary friend for the rest of your life.
Huh? Wait. Yo, Reddit? Reddit will make you think, bro. But that's so random. That's so random though. Like, so for the rest of your, I guess,
existence.
Existence, you're just playing with her.
Your imaginary friend.
And you just don't even know that you're dead.
Bro, because look. Imaginary friends come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Remember Robin's story of the imaginary friend? That shit was crazy.
Robin? Oh, yeah. Yo, that was kind of weird. So
that's crazy.
There was another story where a few people who moved into like an apartment who had like this teddy bear. Like, you know, something you keep with you as a child?
Oh, like an Annabelle type thing?
Yeah.
Oh. But nah, not
Annabelle, but like it was a soft teddy bear that she like had from her childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like the teddy bear, whenever they were looking around the house, they would never find it, right?
Yeah.
But one time she opened a closet and it was on the high shelf, like the highest shelf, right? And she asked her roommate, she was like, yo, did any one of you guys touch it? Did you guys put it there? Like, yo, stop the prank. And all of them were like, nah. But every time it disappears, like she'll put it on like a desk, but it'll be gone when she comes back from like the grocery store.
Oh, shit.
But every time it disappears, it would always go back to that shelf.
Put that shit in the oven, fam.
Real shit. Nah, but you can't, because if you kill it, you know how horror stories, they'll come back to
life. Always going to be like vamped up. up.
Yeah,
it'll come back.
Like it'll
be angry. It'll be angry. Yo, did I have a real experience with like a ghost type of doll, fam. So my cousins, right? Oh. They had this like Dora doll. It's one of those Dora dolls that talk.
Oh, yeah.
So listen. So for whatever reason, this Dora doll,
yeah,
we never cared about it, but it will always show up randomly. Randomly. You know how like when you have a pile of toys?
I get that, yep.
And then like you put it away, whatever. And just so happens like you see it like pop in.
Yeah,
Dora. So check this out. So we were just chilling in the basement one time. I think we were playing like PlayStation.
Yeah.
And then my cousin moved something like a pillow, mm-hmm, and we heard, "What's Emo? Dora."
Oh.
And we're like, "What the f-?"
What the f-?
Yo, no, we heard it. We're like, "What is that?"
Yeah.
So we check it. It's the Dora shit, bro.
No.
But we look at him like, this has lasted 5-6 years. And the battery still works.
And the audio still.
And the audio still like crystal clear.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
That's funny.
That's like, a real story.
That's a real story?
That's a real story.
Have you guys, what, like, is it still around?
I think they still have it at the house.
This is your aunt or no? This is your friend?
No, it's my cousins.
I think the scariest thing about like, it's the irony. It's such a kid-friendly toy,
mm-hmm,
but at the same time, it's like that kid-friendly toy that will kill you.
Yeah.
I think that's what gets me, because it's like, I would never expect a doll,
yeah,
to go out and like kill me, you know?
That's true. It's like a sick twist.
It's a sick twist.
It's a sick twist.
Because the twins,
mm-hmm,
at the end of the hallway, remember the twins?
The Shining.
Yeah, the Shining. It was like, you want to play with us?
Yeah.
And then they go, wait, they're so friendly, fam. Like, of course I want to play. Before. If you guys are looking like that, no, I don't want to play.
Bro, but did you know the most... Okay, what do you think you can get possessed from more? A toy or something like an object?
Object is general.
What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe it might be...
Because we always hear about like Annabelle or like the teddy bear or like the Dora doll. You know what I mean? But fam, so apparently things that can possess you the most are actually old furniture.
Old furniture?
Old furniture.
Yeah.
So just like a doll, just like Annabelle, whatever,
mm-hmm,
they're so old and they can hold like a spirit within them, right?
Yeah.
So whenever you go to the ROM, whenever you go to a museum,
mm-hmm,
they lock off all of the old furniture so you can't sit on it, you can't touch it, whatever, right?
Word.
Not only to keep it intact, but also because it might hold spirits within it.
Yo, okay. Because
there's real stories of people sitting down in furniture,
yeah,
and then taking on the presence of the king that used to sit in the throne, like, or like the fucking, you know what I mean? The woman that used to sit in the rocking chair, and they would take on their personality through it on some like split shit. Like, I'm here now.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Bro. And like the Esteban one with like the with like the rocking thing. But that mirror was like the mirror of like an old haunted lady.
Mm.
Okay, but yo, I didn't want to tell you this, but remember we went to the vintage store with Dino out in the country.
Yeah.
So Dino sent me, like, the owner called him.
Yeah.
And they sent him security cameras of when we were there.
Yeah.
And there was a painting beside you that was like shaking.
Nah,
and
shut the fuck up.
Listen. And the one, remember, what did you buy there? Or what did you touch?
The action figure.
The action figure.
Yeah.
Fam, right beside it was the action figure started moving.
Shut the fuck up, bro. Think you can scare me?
Imagine.
No, that'll be... Okay, so I actually have an action figure, right?
Yeah.
So take this in. This is real. I'm going to show it to you right now.
No.
So listen.
Okay.
So I looked on eBay for a brand new action figure.
Yeah.
Deadpool action figure. All of them brand new. Their head is straight.
Okay.
In the packaging, right?
Yeah.
For whatever reason...
Yours is crooked?
For whatever reason.
No.
Bro, take this in. This is brand new, never touched. Why is his head turned?
Yo.
Why is his head turned?
Wait, is this the one you bought?
No, this is a different one.
Oh, that's a different one?
Nah. Yo, you can't move it, bro. How does it turn like that?
Yeah.
Look, even if I go like this, if I shake it, it's not turning.
Fuck that.
So that's why I didn't want to put this one on my wall, because I'm like what the fuck? And it's it looks scary, bro. It's Deadpool, but you know how Deadpool has like scars on his face and shit like that.
Fam, it's
and not- this is brand new. This is from the 90s. Hold on.
So you're saying all of them on eBay? They're all straight.
Like the head's facing forward.
That's kind of.
But for whatever reason, this one's not.
Okay, no, that's kind of weird. You might have to return that. And why are you putting it towards me? You love doing that shit. You love doing that shit, huh? But now we should low key go to like have you heard of Screamers?
Screamers? Nah.
In like Wonderland?
That's like the maze.
The maze.
Yeah. Like I know what you're talking about.
But have you heard about the Wonderland? Like there was some crazy shooting that happened at Wonderland.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
I think it was on Haunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like. Everyone was like, the craziest thing though, because my friend was there, mm-hmm. and then they said once they heard the shooting, everyone was running to the shooting, like not away. I don't know, like people wanted to see it. I'm like, bro, why the would you go? Like I swear he has a video, and everyone is running to that area.
That's dumb.
I'm like, bro,
that's dumb.
Come on, man,
you don't want to do that. What the hell? Yeah. I think when. See, at moments like that, when you're at like a haunted festival or like a party, something like that, right? Yeah. Everybody's senses are like vamped up. They want to see something. They want to see something. Especially when you're getting into a fight too.
Yeah,
they kind of instigate, bro.
Remember, yo, I think there was a Halloween frat party we went to.
Yeah.
Where there was like a guy who was cheesed at someone. He was like, yo, if that guy touches me again, I'ma knock his ass out.
Oh, he said that.
It was me and you talking to him.
Oh, really?
You don't remember? This is so iconic. This is like the iconic Halloween party we went
to. Was it the guy with the chains?
Yeah,
I know you're talking about.
And it was funny because you're saying they want to instigate, but we were instigating.
No, okay, that's the younger me though. That's the younger me.
We're like, yo, if he touches you, fam, we'll jump in.
Nah, hell no. That's just what we say, just so we can see them fight, bro. I'm not jumping for nobody.
No, at the frat parties, I low-key, like, I hate going out to those type of parties because literally anything can happen. There's some real menaces out there, bro. And I remember I went out as a rapper.
Yeah.
And I wore a big Jesus piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a time where I loved jewelry and shit like that, right? Yeah. I was in the mosh pit. I deadass looked at these guys looking at me like crazy
because
seen the Jesus piece.
Yeah.
And I remember I came out to, I went out of the mosh. Tucked my chain and went out straight to you guys right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I'm like, if I'm fighting, I'm going down with Carlos. You feel me?
Cause you know, like, I'll fuck though.
Nah. It's like I just don't want to fight by myself. You feel me?
No, true.
And my girl was there too. I'm like, bro, I'm not getting beat up in front of her, fam.
Nah, cause that's the thing. Remember when we were in Niagara and then Nick said some shit to some guys?
Oh, bro,
I
don't know why mans do that, bro.
Fam, it just made me mad cause he knows like I'm gonna have to fight with him.
Yeah,
you know.
You go explain the situation so they get a better. Get to make it better.
So what we were doing, we're just walking down the street.
Yeah.
And then I guess there's these girls, right?
Yeah.
They're talking. She said something, so like, come here, daddy. Something like that.
Come here, like weird, some weird shit.
Yeah. She said, come here, daddy. And then Nick was like,
I'm coming.
And then all the guys looked, because we were right beside them, right beside their car. Oh, all the guys looked at us and like, come on, Nick.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And like, fam, I remember I was rushing to the car because two of the guys were like following us. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Nah, I saw that too.
Yeah, you saw that too. But at the same time, me as a person, I kept turning around. But I didn't see you turn around once.
Oh, you didn't see me turn around?
Nah.
No, you don't wanna make it obvious.
Yeah, I know. And I was making it obvious. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we were with 12 mans. But
yeah, we're blessed.
But you never know. Like,
yeah.
Even if there are two, what if they had a strap? You never know.
That's true.
Two versus 12 with a strap is like you're dead. You're still dead.
It doesn't matter.
It's
it doesn't matter.
Pop. You know what I mean?
Yo, nobody's bulletproof, man.
Exactly.
Nobody's bulletproof. You can go to the. You can go to the gym. And you can bench 200, bro.
You're not getting saved by a bullet. You can't dodge a bullet, fam. You
can't dodge a bullet, bro. All that weight's for nothing.
Exactly. That's the funniest shit, too.
All those weights for nothing.
Because, like, those girlfriends is like, my boyfriend can bench 200. Bro, can you dodge a bullet, fam? No.
You know what a hollow point is? Today's Halloween and you guys still didn't use our promo code for Manscaped?
Come on, man. That's a damn shame.
Yo, it's still cuffing season. You guys gotta cop their brand new 4th generation performance package with their new Lawnmower 4.0
with the Crop Preserver
and Crop Reviver. Trust me, guys, this is an essential for male grooming. You guys don't wanna end up cutting yourselves using those janky old razors.
Come on, man. You guys are still using those Dollarama razors on your sensitive parts and you're acting like you don't get cut?
Switch over to the Team Manscaped. Trust me, you guys won't turn back.
I promise you. So their 4th generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming and accidents. So thanks to their advanced skin safe technology, it also gives the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off whenever you guys need it.
And after using the Lawnmower 4.0, you guys got to top it off with the Crop Preserver and the Crop Reviver. This stuff will keep you fresh during the fall.
Okay, so Manscaped even throws in two free gifts. So you get the travel bag and you get the boxers. So you guys are ready to go whenever you want.
You guys get 20% off plus free shipping with code JUMPERS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code JUMPERS at manscaped.com.
You guys, make sure you make your balls a priority this fall and click the link in the description below. Use code JUMPERS.
Okay, what's like your biggest fear going out for Halloween? What do you think your biggest fear is? Or just even dark, bro.
Going out?
Yeah, going out in the dark, just in general.
I thought you were saying parties. Because I was like, yeah, I just don't want to die at 40. No, going out?
I think there's something about the dark, man. There's something about just being somewhere you can't see as well.
Yeah, obviously, fam. Because that escape room that I went, the nyctophobia,
yeah,
which means afraid of the dark. Fam, the voice told me, jump on the bed. I didn't want to jump on the bed.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think it's like something touching me or grabbing me in the dark.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the unknown.
It's definitely the unknown.
It's just the unknown. Because like, you can hear shit, you can feel shit, mm-hmm, but the stuff that you can't, if you lose one sense, even whether it be our sight, whether it be our hearing, whether it be like our feel, mm-hmm, you're going to be scared, bro.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, those things where they put their hand in the box and they're blindfolded shit. Oh, and the guy put a teddy bear.
He's
freaking out, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame him. Because if you're blind, that's one of the scariest shit ever.
I know.
Your sense of sight is one of the most powerful, right?
Facts.
We have our sight for a reason, fam. We have our sight to keep us out of danger.
I know. That's why it's like what you said, even those boxes, those guys flinch so much. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, I was like, there's no way I'm flinching if I know it's a teddy bear. But I know.
You don't know, yeah.
I'm a watcher. I'm a viewer.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know, you know?
It's only until you're in that position.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they want to talk big until they go in that position. Yeah. They go in that position with like a different story.
Exactly. I remember I got traumatized, and one time I crept up in my basement because my basement was so big as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always that really long hallway.
Yeah.
And then my cousins played a really fucking traumatizing prank on me.
What they do?
They just told me to get something in like that long hallway at the end of it.
Yeah.
Shut the door and closed all the lights. I still remember this to this day. But I went into that, you know, that that position when you're like this,
the fetal position.
I went into the fetal position. It, like, right beside my laundry room.
Yeah.
And I was just there for like 20 minutes crying.
Damn. Yeah. You got traumatized from that?
Yeah.
Damn, that's the worst, bro. One of the only things I'm traumatized of are heights. I think I told the story, bro. I told
Dad.
He put me on like the mall railing, and then I was screaming.
Yeah.
I think my cousin did it to me too.
Yeah.
Screaming.
See, I don't have a heights because afraid of heights, because I'm like, nah.
You never had that.
Yeah,
that's what it is. If it's from your childhood, it's different.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so scared of dolls, because of Chucky.
Chucky?
That's like, whenever we go to the thrift store, mm-hmm, and you know they have the old dolls there, right? It's not even because of Annabelle or all of those other stories. It's because of Chucky. Chucky's like the OG.
I don't touch... Oh, no. Oh, fucking! I had this mirror, right?
Yeah.
From the thrift store. And I remember that mirror.
Oh, man.
It was so... But the same mirror that I bought from the thrift store, I put my door open and like it was facing the wall and it cracked.
Oh, that's so bad. That's bad luck.
I know. But like, I threw that mirror away already.
That's good. That's good. Because I remember hearing this thing, right? Like, a lot of people, they don't buy from thrift stores because of, they think it's attached to somebody else.
Yeah.
So if somebody died, mm-hmm, or belonged to somebody before, their spirit could still be attached to it, and you're wearing it on you.
But that can go all ways for like, because we buy clothes from the thrift store.
What
if like that vintage t-shirt was like a murderer's t-shirt?
You never know. You never know, man. You never know. But that's why it's kind of cool, because I look back like, I wonder who wore this. Because this is thrifted too. I wonder who wore this.
And we think just because we put in like if we bleach it, we do all this type of washing, all the spirits are going away. It's just cleaner.
You're going to put holy water. Wash it in the holy water. So shit.
Real shit. Because like one of my biggest dreams, low key, is when I'm older, is having like the pretty boys on like, so I see a pretty boys track club thing on the thrift rack.
Oh, on the thrift rack.
Yeah. Imagine like one of those like Sabio cookies are on the thrift rack.
No, but if it's on the thrift rack, that means like they didn't want it.
They just fucking, what do you call this? Wore it for so long that now they're finally done with it.
Nah, that means they don't want it, so.
Okay, but it's still kind of cool to see, you know?
No, but it'd be sick, because imagine this. Let's say this. This was thrifted.
Yeah.
So imagine there was a real Squid Games and they used a jacket like this. And this is from the games itself, fam.
Okay, now that's reaching. Carlos about to put on eBay original Squid Game.
Yo, some people will fall for that though. Yeah. Some people will fall for that. If you create enough lore.
Yes, fam.
Yo, honestly, we create a lot of lore here.
Yeah, we low-key do. Cause like all the books you said, I've gotten so many messages like, yo, tell what is the book that Carlos recommended? We're like, okay, it's this one. And then they go buy a book.
Yeah.
Like, bro, the author better thank us, bro.
No, but what's dope is the reason I do those, mm-hmm. and the reason I give out like the books or like I put people on stuff,
yeah.
So when they do it and they go through it, it might be life changing to them, and they'll remember who put them on.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
And that's the same for me, because I remember the people that put me onto something, whether it been a book or a movie that I really really loved. Mm-hmm. I remember who told me about it first.
Yeah, that's true. Because I think one of the best feelings, and you know this about me too, mm-hmm. is like if someone plays a song in the car,
yeah.
that I put them on,
yeah.
I always number one thing I say, yo. Who put you onto that? Just you
love to say yeah. that. Like you're feening, you're waiting for the moment. This guy's itching in his pants. He's like, he's gonna play the song. He's gonna play the song.
And then once they press play, yo, come on, like, give me my credit type thing. Because it's a good feeling when like I don't know, you just some guy took what you said or like and just played it.
Yeah, Gavin hears the first second of the song,
and I'm like,
yo, who put you on that? I swear.
But I swear everyone's like that though. It's like, yo,
not really. Joke. Not really. For me, I'll just do it. I'll just do it and like, oh yeah, you remember? And like, oh, you took time to remember that or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like force it.
Because like, I remember.
Wait. Give me the respects. That's the Gavin special. That's Gavin special.
Facts. No, because I remember a big rap SoundCloud rapper right now, Yeet.
Yeah, yeah.
I played him for my friend, and he was mm-hmm. like, yo, this guy's trash. This guy's trash. Yeah. I'm like, alright, bro, just wait. Now 2 months later, probably the biggest like SoundCloud rapper right now. The guy loves Yeet. I'm like, every time I see him, number one thing, yo, fam, remember what you said about Yeet?
And he's like, yeah. It's just like that hypebeast mentality, man.
Yeah, I know.
But for me, even if it's something like, it has to be something I like from the start. Low-key,
yeah.
I feel like there's only a few things that really grow on me and then I really, really love. Mm-hmm. But the things I love from the start, I'll love forever. Like, I'll love a lot.
True.
Right? So if somebody puts something on and then like,
give me an example.
Like when you put Playboi Carti first time.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird,
right? It was weird. Yeah. And then I'm like, I still think Playboi Carti's like, it's not even that great.
Yeah.
It's good music. It's a vibe. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a vibe rather than a good song. It's a vibe rather than good music.
Yeah.
It's more of like the experience mm-hmm. than the music itself, you know?
See, yo, facts. No, facts.
That's what it is.
It is. Because I remember Playboi Carti was talking about in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I love going to Asia because they don't understand, like, some of them don't understand my lyrics.
Yeah.
They just vibe out mm-hmm. to the sound.
Yeah,
to the
sound yeah, yeah. of it.
And like low-key, that's the whole listening thing about Playboi Carti. That's why some people can smoke to Playboi Carti because all they want to do is just like vibe.
Oh, yeah,
out,
yeah.
You know?
I get that.
They're not looking for lyrical, spiritual, miracle. Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I guess you.
Like, come on.
Just like, have you watched Cowboy Bebop or not?
Nah, a bit.
You watched a bit? So yeah. A lot of people, they don't like it, right? A lot of people, it's a mid anime to them.
Yeah, it was slow.
But the people that like it, they like it because of the vibe. They don't watch it because it's like a sick anime.
Yeah.
They watch it because of the feeling, like the ambience, you know?
That's what, fam, that's why story, fairy tale?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Yo, stop.
I hate fairy tale,
fairy
bro.
Tale
I
such,
hate fairy tale.
Fairy tale
man.
Is probably the vibiest anime out there. I'm gonna be completely
fairy
honest.
Tale.
Fairy fam.
I didn't watch enough. I watched like two episodes. I didn't like
the
it.
The setting, no, but the setting it puts you in is just like it puts you back like you're a kid.
I guess.
Like there's a cat talking to you, fam.
I'm not about fairy tale, bro. I'd rather watch fucking Babar. You know what I mean? The OGs know what that one is.
Babar.
I know it's Babar. So, like Berenstain Bears, fam. Berenstain Bears slapped. Don't sleep on Berenstain Bears.
What was the turtle one?
Franklin.
Oh yeah,
Franklin.
I think there was a really depressing scene in Franklin. Remember the snail? The snail in Franklin. So he was like, oh, it takes me 2 weeks to get to school, so I have to leave a month before.
Oh, that's.
And then
did they put that in Franklin?
And then Franklin's like, oh shit. And then like he hops on the bus. He hops on the bus with like without the snail.
I think I remember that.
And like the title of it was like this, I don't know. I thought it was gonna be like Deception or something yeah. like that. But that's low-key kind of sad.
You remember Arthur?
Oh yeah, Arthur. I loved Arthur.
Arthur was sick. Even the theme song was sick.
Oh yeah. It's that's the most iconic one. It's like waking up and you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, so I heard this theory about Arthur, bro.
No, no, no. There's a theory.
So this was jokes, bro. Yeah, this was jokes. So there's a theory that the bunny Buster, his dad is actually a human and he's a furry and he's living and blending in with all the animals that live in that universe, bro. So listen.
A furry?
Look at the picture of Buster's dad. Look at Buster's dad. He has glasses. He's low-key just...
Hold on, I have to see.
He's an older Caucasian man wearing glasses, fam. And bunny ears. Fake bunny. I'm telling you.
Bro said he's an older Caucasian man.
He is. Look. Hold on.
I didn't notice that, fam. Hold on.
Look! this guy has a full hair, bro. Look.
Oh, yo.
Yo, don't forget to put pictures on there.
Yeah, I will. What the...
That's fake bunny ears. Bro, telling me that's not fake bunny ears, fam. Come on, and then look at Buster's mom.
Wait, they're both furries?
No, Buster's mom is a real bunny.
What?
Buster's mom is a real bunny, bro.
Nah, Loki. That's Loki just makeup.
No, look, Buster's mom's a real bunny, but Buster's dad.
Okay, 100% Buster's dad is a human because he has a hairline.
This guy's a hairline. Why doesn't Buster have hair? Feel me?
So he's Ash.
He's a furry, bro. Yeah. He's a furry. He just like assimilated into the animal kingdom.
Ew.
And he's just hiding, wearing the fake bunny ears, bro.
So that means he had to F a bunny, fam.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he has to.
But Buster would look different, but...
No, he wouldn't have. Because it's a mix. A human... Remember Ash? With with Pokemon and...
Oh!
And he's just a mix.
Oh, yeah, he is a mix.
Ew, bro. That's low-key a disgusting one.
That ruined Arthur. That would definitely ruin Arthur. But it's a good theory because we're all... The ones I remember, Arthur, we're all old enough to get that one, you know?
Yeah, that's true. No, but like, I don't know why, but I didn't remember seeing Buster's dad a lot.
Because he's hiding, bro. He's in hiding.
Fuck,
that's
I didn't realize that, bro.
What is Arthur anyway? What is he again?
I think he's an anteater. He's an anteater, no?
Anteaters have noses, though.
Nah?
Yeah, don't they have like the trunk
Is, then what is Arthur then?
I actually want to search this up real quick.
Okay, yeah.
I'm actually really curious. What is Arthur?
What is Arthur?
I accidentally put arthritis. Oh, it's aardvark. It's aardvark.
What's that?
It's like, it's an animal.
you can't even think, bro. Wait, then what's DW?
DW is the aardvark too. Is his sister?
No. The girl. Oh no, Penelope.
I think she's the aardvark too. Oh no, she's a ram. She's a ram.
She's not a ram, bro.
She has horns.
Where do you see horns, fam?
Oh no, she's the aardvark too.
She's an anteater.
She's not an anteater.
She's an anteater, fam.
Bro, anteaters have trunks.
No.
Anteaters have trunks. Are you dumb?
If you were an Arthur, you would be you would be like a crocodile.
Relax.
No, that's perfect. That's actually perfect.
A crocodile?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, you would be like a walking crocodile.
See, Anteater had this type of nose, bro.
What?
This guy's shaped like a pencil.
Okay, yeah, I guess, fam.
This guy's shaped like a vacuum, still. Look at his tongue.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
It's not Arthur's aardvark. That's what it is.
I've never heard of the aardvark before.
Do you
remember that kid it was a white kid. It was a white ginger kid who was like, oh, fuck.
Daniel Cook.
and there was
a Canadian classic, though.
Yeah, and there was a remix of a girl.
Emily Young. Yeah, I know Emily that Young. One.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Have you seen them like now?
Oh, no.
No, I haven't seen them either. But like, I know like usually the stars of like...
They fall off.
Like
or
crazy.
Like they go down some dark pass. Like Macaulay Culkin back in the day.
Oh, my goodness. Because I watched Karate Kid again because it finally showed up on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then I watched it again. And you know the girl that Jaden Smith had a crush on in the movie?
Yeah, the Chinese girl.
Yeah, I hunted her down on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she's not even like popping no more.
Oh, word.
Yeah, she only has like...
Maybe she only had that one movie.
I was like, damn, her thing didn't blow up. Like she was
I get her on the podcast.
I lied.
She was stay good. Away from us.
She was goaded.
You know that line? All of us, stay away from us.
Oh, the bully?
Yeah, he's like, stay away from us.
But the bully, remember the bully kid? He's in Shang-Chi.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, you don't remember?
Nah, I don't remember.
No, he's in Shang-Chi as a double, I think.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick.
So that I was searching all of them up. I'm like, yo, okay, at least that guy didn't fall off.
That's a real
cool one. But I hated that kid before.
Why?
That kid got on my nerves.
Oh, because he was annoying. Yeah. I think I hate the most are like the evil characters with glasses. Anytime there's an evil character with glasses, I think it's because Scott Pilgrim, bro. Or any anime. You know that Tokyo Revengers?
Yeah.
Kizaki? Bro, I hate this guy with my soul, fam.
Why?
Just look at him. It's just something with the glass. You know the glare? Oh. The glasses. You know that anime glasses glare?
Yeah.
Anytime I see that, I get so cheesed. Look. You're telling me this guy doesn't look menacing?
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
He looks like a...
Yeah.
I hate him already. Just looking at the picture.
Okay, from looking at him, I'm going to try and describe him. Is he nonchalant?
No.
Oh, he's not nonchalant?
He's nonchalant, but he's in the shadows. He's in the shadows. Those are all the characters with the glasses. They're always in the shadows, like the smart ones, bro.
There's another character in Alice in Borderland. I know you haven't watched it yet.
I didn't finish it yet.
Okay, but you started it?
I started it.
So there was a guy in the gray Nike Tech.
I don't remember.
With the blonde hair. And he was like, always talking. He's like, oh, these guys are probably going to die. I'm going to be good, though.
You said it in an anime voice.
Really?
That sounded like real anime.
No, he's literally like an anime character because he's so like nonchalant when he kills people. He's like, oh, he's going to die next. I'm good. And like he survives. Oh, no, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Yeah.
But he's like, they hate him just because of his nonchalantness. Like his not caringness pisses off other people.
You sounded like Shikamaru. That's what you sounded like for a second.
Oh,
from
really?
Naruto.
Really?
What a drag. For a quick second.
I should go as like Naruto.
Naruto.
Oh yeah, Naruto. I remember I got fucking the anime fans got cheesed at me one time.
No, I was cheesed at Michael B. Jordan.
Why?
How are you gonna have a whole coach line based on Naruto? Say Naruto is your favorite anime and then call it Naruto.
Naruto?
What the
straight up.
You really call it Naruto, bro?
When did he say an interview?
He said that on GQ. they were like, oh, what's your favorite anime?
Yeah.
Oh, Naruto. And then he's like, what are you talking about? Naruto, bro.
They didn't stop him?
He said, I watched like the whole season, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, it was very sad at the end, blah, blah, this and that, right? I'm like, how are you going to say that? No, he said he even watched it when he was a kid. That shit came out in the 90s, fam.
Yeah, so he was capping. He was capping.
This guy said he watched it when he was like 12. That shit was in the 90s. He's a little bit older.
He was capping, bro.
He was capping.
And that's funny, too, because a man, people were saying that I didn't watch extracurricular because I got it wrong. I mixed it up. He didn't sell drugs. He did some next, like, trafficking thing. And I actually did watch it. I just got mixed it up. Okay? So I'm not capping when I say he moved it. It was
in the trail.
It was a trafficking thing. But low-key, good thing I said it was about a guy selling drugs.
Why?
Because you...
connected it?
You connected it to your drug story. And that was a good story, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But like, low-key, this podcast, because I've gone around and talked to more people, like, downtown,
just
moving from topic to topic is getting way easier.
It's easy.
Yeah.
But the only problem is, the harder parts is, like, when you really want to put something together.
Yeah.
Because whenever I have, like, a list of stuff I want to say, like, a story, I hate just, like, oh, did you know?
And then like, oh, do you know?
Yeah, I want to connect it. So every time, that's why you guys see, anytime I bring something up, I always try to connect it right away.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's what I really want to... be sick at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, and I feel like I'm improving too, because like now we can just flow like that.
Mm-hmm.
And 50 episodes, fam. That's like what, 5,000 hours of talking?
Is it? Oh shit!
That's got to be a lot.
No, 500. I mean, wait.
No, because each episode is like an hour. Hour 60.
Pause. Wait.
60 times.
We're shit at math.
Wait,
50 episodes, 50 hours. So it's like gonna be like 55 hours, isn't it?
Hold on, 60. 60 times 50. Yeah, 3,000. I was almost correct.
Wait, say again?
So 60 hours times 50 episodes. So 3,000.
Oh, you know, he said hours, though. He didn't say minutes. Minutes, you mean.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
6,000 hours.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, my bad.
You're the CPA, fam.
No, but did you know about that kid trying to scam the baby?
Oh, yeah.
When he was like, the baby was like, oh, how much for the box? He's like, 200 for the box, man, please.
I know.
He's like, and the baby's like, how much candies are in there? Like 30, man.
How much you sell each?
Like $2.
Bro, because the baby's smart, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's not just going to give it up for free. Like, he's going to respect the hustle as long as you're real with him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't real with him. That's why he lost it out.
Yeah.
Lost out.
I would have done the same thing, man. Like, if they're rich, fam, I would rather try. Rather try to scam than go out with, like, the actual amount.
I guess so. But the baby's too smart for that. You have to put some respect on him. Especially a man like that.
Yeah.
True. Oh, man.
I seen something in... you know, Young and Dundas Square?
Yeah.
In like the big square, some guy put on a blindfold and he was like doing this social experiment. He was like, would you rather choose love or money? And he put roses down or money. Okay, fam, I'm not picking up it doesn't matter about the principle, fam. If it's free money, I'm choosing the money. That's probably the dumbest like experiment I've ever
seen. That is a pretty dumb experiment.
Like, who's taking a rose?
Well, okay. Is it the same price as the money?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, who cares, fam? It's not, it shouldn't be, you shouldn't have labeled it choose love or money. It's would you rather want a rose or $5?
Nah, yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that shit was so stupid, fam.
That's true. That's true. But, yeah, that's right. I seen another one. Somebody put up like $5 on a post-it board, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, take one and give it to somebody in need. Okay. But he stood right beside a homeless man begging for money.
Oh, shit.
So people actually came by, took it for themselves, looked at the homeless man and kept walking.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Wow. That's crazy to me. There's people like that. But there were some good Samaritans that like took one, gave it to him, gave it to him.
There's always the heartfelt.
That was a good like experiment.
For sure. There's always a heartfelt story because like, you know, you've seen those ones where it's like the homeless man goes buys food. Or, yeah. Oh no, goes buys food for another homeless man. Those ones always get me.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm like, damn, you're that, you still would help another person even though you're that unfortunate type thing.
Because he knows what's up, bro. Yeah. He knows how hard it is like that.
I know, like some of my dogs like asked me for $5 when I was broke. I'm like, fam, I need this. I need this for lunch tomorrow, fam.
Yeah.
But now it's like I don't even like if I pay for something, mm-hmm. I wouldn't like I don't expect anything in return. If you're my dog, mm-hmm. there's no you just gotta pay for that later. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Cause like at the same that once it goes to that, mm-hmm. then it's not even like that's not genuine no more.
Yeah. You have to be careful with people that leech though. Those are the worst, which man. Ones? The people that leech.
I know a lot of people like that, man.
The people that leech, man. Yeah. That's the only thing, especially in high school when I seen people like move like that. You got to be careful because mm-hmm. you don't want to choose your friends that had those tendencies. You know, because. Yeah. If they have those tendencies when you're young, when you're older, it steps up from a $5 thing
to a house,
you know, to $500, you know.
Let me get a car.
Yeah, that's why you got to be really specific with the people you put in your circle.
Yeah.
That's why for me, whenever somebody's like, oh, blah, 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 let's be friends, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I have to like look into you still.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I like that's to say, but like.
No, because you can't just, you can be friends, but not close friends, I
guess. Exactly. Yeah.
Like there's stages to this shit. Like. Okay, I hate those mans on the internet who like, or I guess I seen on like campus and they're like, yo, you're cool, let's be friends. What?
I know.
Like, okay, just because you think
just I dress looked
cool,
at me.
Yeah, just because you think I dress cool doesn't mean like we can be friends, fam.
I know.
Like, you might be a dickhead.
And that's such a materialistic thing. Yeah, that's like, a materialistic take on it, right? Yeah. It's like, you just seen me. What do you mean?
Yeah, like, it's weird, man. Like, at least get to know me first.
Yeah, yeah. At least ask me how my day was. Like, what do you eat for lunch? You know what I mean? Like,
bro, yeah, I would never. That's like a pick me.
Oh, is that what a pick me is? What's a pick me?
I don't know. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Is it like a hype beast? Like a I do things to make people want.
I guess
it is, right? It has to be.
Yeah. No, but have you seen those pick me Asians on TikTok who are like just ripping their shirt off for no? I think there's a full TikTok account. I don't want to say the names, but they just go in like they're known for being like handsome.
Yeah.
And then they just rip off their shirt in front of the camera.
Oh. But that shit sells though, man. It does. I can't hate on that.
I think they have like 22 mil.
That shit sells, man. Honestly,
I'm not hating.
Just keep it up.
Keep it up. Like shit. If I rip my shirt
off,
why
you still look like that?
Real shit. Keep it up. If I rip my shirt off and I get 22 mil, what the f? That's an easy bag.
That's easy. It's really hard to hate on those people. Because if you hate on those people, that's just saying like you're jealous.
Yeah, exactly. You can. That's why if the career ever falls off, we'll just start. If we'll put up the camera.
Yo, it's funny. It's funny because I remember I have a TikTok that I saved. I was going to post it long time ago.
You ripping your shirt?
No. It was one of those like, you know those, you know how they show a picture of you and then like the cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
So it was a picture of me and then like an anime character that looked like me. Yeah. But it was like, it actually looked like my body physique.
Your body physique?
Yeah.
And the anime guy was like.
Yeah, exact same. I might show it to you normal, but like. No, but I was gonna post that, right? Yeah. I was gonna post that. So I think back at it, imagine I posted that and then like let's say it worked.
Yeah.
I would have went into that route instead of something else. Word. And would I have wanted that, you know? What if it was meant for me to not go down that path?
Damn. So you just be but would you rather be known for looks or like your personality?
See, it depends, right? Because what really gets everybody's attention is the beginning, like
is the looks,
is the look, right?
But like at the same time, it's temporary.
You think so?
Yeah, because there's always a prettier boy coming on the internet.
No, that's true.
And
that's
you're gonna get, once your pretty stage is over,
yeah,
boom, next
I'm not
guy.
Even pretty like that, first
we're
of
not,
all.
We're yeah, not pretty, yeah. That's why.
First of all, but I'm just thinking, like, imagine you went with that direct. Because look, this is kind of like a different thing. You don't see a lot of this.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of this type of content. There's more coming out.
Yeah.
There's more coming out because, you know, we started the wave.
Fuck. You feel me?
Fuck just nobodies. But anyways.
Yo! That's fact.
But anyways, you see a lot of the regular, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we went down that regular path,
yeah,
I feel like it would just crash right away. Right. Like it wouldn't have been something I really wanted to do. And that's why you see a lot of people, they fall into like the influencer thing. They get depressed because it doesn't feel like they want to do it anymore. They don't have a passion for it, right?
They're just doing it strictly because of views.
Because it is a very materialistic thing to sell your body, to sell like your looks, whatever. Mm-hmm. And of course it's good, like if you love it, do it, because that's really good. But when it comes down, it might hurt your self-esteem. Somebody says something. That's why Dixie D'Amelio is going through it like that.
Yeah,
people calling her musty and shit, like that sucks, man.
Because like you're at this point, maybe she doesn't even have a passion for dancing no more. It's like, I gotta dance because I gotta create
content. Don't even think she danced like that.
She doesn't dance. She what doesn't does she do? Just she's just pretty.
I think she's Charlie's sister.
Oh wow.
No. But she made content that was different though. She she made her own talk show and shit, which is okay. Sick.
That's fire.
Yeah, she made her own talk show. Yeah,
you can't hate. You feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But imagine you get trapped into like the, okay, I don't want to hate on nobody, but like the staple influencer. You just show your muscles, fam.
But man, you got to do it for the bag. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
If that's your only, if that's providing income, yeah, I'm ripping my shirt off.
I seen this TikTok. This girl was talking about how like all of her weird traits growing up as a kid or in high school ended up being what makes her quote unquote sought after. Because only until like she glowed up.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, look, let's say you were into weird stuff. Let's say, let's say you're into archery.
Is it into
Dungeons and Dragons?
So, is it like that stereotypical of the weird girl who glowed up to be beautiful?
Exactly. Like you look at her and like, stay away, blah. Until like she glows up and then looks pretty, and then now her doing all those crazy things is what makes her even more attractive.
Yeah,
that kind of sucks, man. That kind of sucks. It sucks to me that like they didn't get that before. Mm-hmm. Like it's only until somebody pretty does it, then they're like, yeah, this is cool now, you know? Yeah.
Pretty privilege is a thing, fam.
That is a thing. It is a thing, bro. I think, I forgot if I said this on the podcast yet, but more times, people that look better, mm-hmm. like people with really appealing
face structures and shit
like that. Face structures, they get higher positions and jobs. They get everything handed to them, bro.
100%, fam. Like, I'm telling you, that shit, you want to put that shit in perspective, go to a club. Literally, if you have a booth with all your dogs and there's some pretty girls, they're finessing away that you're getting free drinks, all of that.
Mm.
If you're a pretty guy, you could do that too. You could be like, hey, what's up? Like, let me get some free shots. The girl, of course.
Yeah, bro.
Like, that's normal.
I know.
But there was this kid that I seen on YouTube who's an OG follower.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to him, because I think he's in, like, I don't know, elementary school or high school, like, in between there.
Mm-hmm.
But he runs his own podcast just like us.
Yeah.
And he had his grandma and grandpa tell stories about, like, their Filipino experience.
Oh, I think I seen that.
He's an OG subscriber, too. Yeah, like, shout out him.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his dad on it. I'm like, yo, this kid's a goat, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do that, too. One time get your like your aunt or something.
I really want to. But the only thing I hate bringing my family into the public. That's one thing I don't to do.
Yeah, right.
I don't like to put people that I love on camera in the sense. It's not because that I don't want them to be exposed to that. It's just I don't want to feel bad about if somebody says something shitty
about
because it's different if someone says something to you like, yeah, you're my really close friend, but like it's on to you to take that, you know. You're tough, blah blah. But if it's somebody that really really close, like my mom or dad, they say something like that, then like that's too personal.
You would catch feelings for sure.
I would want to fight them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, real shit. Because I'm telling you, if anyone ever outside touches my mom, fam, we're scrapping.
Exactly, instant. Exactly.
Like in public, oh my God, I might have to sangwoo.
Sangwoo.
I'm about to sangwoo someone, fam. Oh, no, not sangwoo.
Yeah, it is sangwoo.
Because he didn't kill anyone.
Yeah, he did?
Oh, yeah, he did. Sangwoo. Thank you for playing with me. Yo, I don't know why, but that scene, when Sebyuk took that girl, I don't know if it was only me, but I thought they were going to kiss.
Oh.
Is that only me? But did you feel that?
Nah.
Because like I was literally editing the podcast while I was looking at it. And I was like, I stopped. I'm like, wait, are they about to kiss?
Nah.
I
don't think so.
That gave me kissing vibes, fam. And I know it's not just me. People put it in the comments if you thought that too. Because it was not me. It was just not me.
That's low-key Gavin's inside telling him like he wants to be pressed against the wall like that.
What?
Just like that girl.
All right, bro. It's been way too long. Happy Halloween.
So, yo. look into that shorty's, like, that's what Gavin's looking for.
Chill, bro.
He wants to be smacked against a brick wall. Like,
yo, what? after playing a marble game. Has to be specific. Yo, imagine. No.
This guy wants to role play, yo.
Role play Squid Game?
So hit him up in the DMs, girls. Just be like, chill. I can play marbles with you.
Chill. Happy Halloween,
thank you
man.
For playing with me.
Yo, end it, bro. End it.
All right, thank you for everyone watching. Thank you for tuning in to the special Halloween episode of Jumpers Jump.
Yes, sir.
If you guys haven't already, check out the links in the bio. Follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Subscribe, hit that bell so you guys see the other episodes coming up.
Yep.
Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.